As we've reported, the Summit County Council Wednesday issued a statement saying they had offered $4 million to help fund the preservation of the Oscarthorpe Branch, but their offer was turned down. Summit County Council Member Glenn Wright says the county prefers to keep real estate transactions private until the details are worked out. But the county, he says, was inundated with emails and messages from residents wanting the deal to go through.
Normally, we conduct these negotiations in private and behind closed doors. And we wouldn't have made this statement other than the Summit Land Conservancy and the Oscarthorpes have made it a public discussion. I would prefer not to discuss the details of negotiation. All I can say now is we've made our offer. It meets their financial needs, and the ball's in their court.
The deal breaker, he says, is that the county needs an easement bigger than 10 feet around the perimeter of the property.
Everybody's driven on Old Ranch Road. It's pretty narrow. Some people say they want to look at the farm as they drive by. Well, don't look at it too closely. You're going to wind up in the irrigation ditch. We would like to expand the right-of-way there. If it's tied up under a federal conservation plan, it's going to be very difficult for the county to ever do that.
Wright says the county made a reasonable offer, and he explained why they asked for what they asked for.
I don't think the public understood that we've made what we've considered to be a very reasonable offer to preserve the farm. We would probably preserve, we'd like to take easements that maybe eat into 5% of the land. So they're going to get their money and still have 95% of their property conserved.
The family was okay with allowing a Nordic track to be set, like is done every winter in the area of Round Valley known as Land of Oz. That recreation component, Wright says, is required by the bond that voters approved.
We have money that we have collected through bonding that requires some recreation component to it. If we start using the money any way we feel like it, we're going to have people saying, why are you doing that? And maybe we won't pass the next open space bond.
In an email to her supporters, Cheryl Fox, director of the Summit Land Conservancy, wrote, "The opportunity to get funding from the county is still available, and they'll work to make sure that the county gets a good deal for its money. The problem is that to receive the federal funding, there has to be 158 acres of farmland, and when the easements are removed from the acreage to satisfy the county's requirement," she says, "there's a shortfall in the farmland."
We have to balance that recreational requirement with the federal requirement. So the federal money is to keep it as a farm. So we're trying to figure out ways where we can keep 158 acres in farming, because that's what the federal funding is for, 158 acres.
For the deal to work financially, she says, they'll need to come up with more money locally in order to reduce the farmland acreage that's being used for these easements.
The federal government puts in 50% of the money to buy the conservation easement for farming and ranching. I need to find $5.5 million to match that, plus what the family has donated. We asked the county for $4 million. If the county says we want $4 million, but you're going to have to take land out of the easement, out of the agricultural use, I'm in a hole, because then the federal government will give me less and the county's not giving me more.
Fox also notes that funding from the Basin Open Space monies has a number of public benefits to pull from, not just recreation needs, and she hopes that those will also be considered, such as removing the potential development, protecting open space next to land that is already preserved, and significantly leveraging county money. Also, since the farm would remain in private ownership, the landowner would continue to pay property taxes. She's hopeful the issues can be discussed in a public forum so that county residents can be certain that they're getting the benefits they want with their open space dollars. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.